Hi, this is Jay Sekulow. A major case today at the Supreme Court of the United States.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I just got back early this morning from the Air Force Academy, where I was in a debate with Mikey Weinstein. The issue was religious liberty in the military academies and in the military generally. We've got some great information posted to the website about this particular event at aclj.org. So you want to go there to get the latest update and get the kind of the media analysis of what took place there. It was a fascinating debate and discussion. I was glad we were able to do it. A lot of people in attendance, despite the very snowy weather in Colorado, but a very important meeting as well. And I was glad I was able to participate and get our views out on the important issue of the role. And it covered everything, by the way, from military chaplains to prayer and study groups going on in the military academies. So a great discussion, a great debate, very encouraged about that. As we speak, the Supreme Court of the United States has just literally moments ago concluded oral arguments in a case involving Wisconsin right to life. The issue was the bipartisan campaign Feingold Act, the McCain-Feingold, as it's called. That issue dealt with specifically, that was before the court today, was an issue of what's called issue advocacy, and that is ads running within 30 days or 60 days of a general or primary election. Wisconsin Right to Life brought the challenge. Senator McCain filed a brief opposing Wisconsin's Right to Life ability to run what's called an issue ad. This is a big issue, folks. The court left open in the Bipartisan Campaign Finance Act the ability to do what's called as-applied challenges, real facts, real issues. Jim Bopp has brought that challenge, and it's now at the Supreme Court, and this is a big issue as far as free speech goes.
It is, because this all happened back in 2004, and what happened was Wisconsin Right to Life, which is a non-for-profit grassroots organization, ran ads not about candidates or endorsing a specific candidate, but to end judicial filibusters. Entering this case is at the Supreme Court now in front of a couple of those justices where those filibusters were attempted against, or at least talked about being attempted against. But they ran ads. You cannot, in the ban on the in the FEC, in the act, says that you cannot run an ad that mentions a candidate's name. And this mentioned Russ Feingold's name within 30 days of a primary. Now, Russ Feingold was running unopposed in the primary and, of course, carried the day in the Senate very easily. But he was unopposed. There was no other candidate even in the primary. But this ad was within 30 days of the primary. And now they said they had violated the act.
And here's what you've got, basically, is you've got the act set up what's called a speech-free zone. That is a freeze-out period where you cannot engage in free speech activity about issue advocacy, naming a candidate before an election. The First Amendment was designed in large part to protect not only religious speech, but political speech as well. So this is a huge issue. We'll get a decision by the end of June. I'm optimistic that we could see a win here because this is a very significant court shift. Again, this is kind of like the partial birth abortion case. Justice O'Connor is out. She voted in favor of all the restrictions, except for ours, actually. We were successful with the challenge by the minors on campaign finance. We won that. But on the other challenges, she ruled against the positions we all advocated. Now it's Justice Alito taking her place, so this can make a really big difference.
And it's interesting, too. Senator McCain, who actually supported this legislation, filed a brief alongside of the FEC against Wisconsin Right to Life and said, why is this illegal? This comes from John McCain's brief. First, the ads took a critical stance regarding a candidate's position on an issue. And second, they referred to the candidate by name and urging the audience to contact the candidate about the issue. That's why John McCain's office, who filed a brief against Wisconsin Right to Life, is saying that's illegal because it mentioned a candidate and asked people to contact a candidate.
Well, we'll keep everybody posted on this as the Supreme Court deals with this. Let me also ask, as we get ready to go to a break, I want to encourage you to pray for. We've had a situation. Those and many of you enjoy our television broadcast, which is basically the radio broadcast shot for TV. Our producer, Russ Hall's wife, Kelly, has been involved in a really rough accident, very difficult accident. She's been in and out of the hospital. She's in considerable pain. So I would encourage you, especially those of you that watch our broadcast on television, pray for Russ Hall's wife, Kelly. They're going through a very difficult time right now as we ask for a healing there. It's a very, very significant injury she suffered. So again, name is Kelly Hall. We encourage you to pray for her. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
The ACLU, a threat to our freedom, a threat to our way of life. The ACLU is committed to rewriting history and our Constitution. They want to strip our nation of its religious heritage, and they want to censor your right to speak out freely about your religious faith. They oppose the posting of the Ten Commandments and are fighting to remove the Mount Soledad War Memorial Cross in San Diego. They oppose our nation's efforts to combat terrorism, and the ACLU is fighting to keep abortion legal, even opposing the national ban on partial birth abortion. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Stand up to the ACLU and join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online at ACLJ.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. When you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors.
For me, it was a breath of fresh air.
The actual compassion of the instructors.
Totally dedicated.
And they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family.
And they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family. That operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
It was by far the best decision I could have ever made in regards to school.
Anyway, I love it.
Learn more online at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free at 1-800-374-4504. Enroll today.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're talking about some of these groups that are now forming and starting to gain some political momentum and some legal momentum a little bit. We're going to meet their challenges, by the way, in courts and the halls of Congress. But these are groups that have what they call anti-theistic view. They're atheist organizations. And even atheists, there are other atheists that disagree with the statements that some of these other atheist groups are making. They said, quote, this is coming from Alan Wolpe, a professor of religion at Boston College, who's a secularist and an author of several books on American religious perspective, talking about these radical atheistic groups. This is what he said. They undermine their own case by writing in language that is intolerant, disrespectful, and focuses on extremism. And that's precisely what we've seen in time after time in these groups that we're litigating now in court. They have an extreme agenda, and Pat, they don't hide it.
Right. And I think we've got to realize there are consequences to a society at this. I mean, Dostoevsky recognized that, said that without God, everything is permitted. And if you look at the last century, the secularists and what they brought upon this, whether it's the death camps or whether it's the starvation or whether it's the gulags, those are the products when man makes himself the center of everything, man the measure of all things. There are consequences to atheism for society. And it is important that a people recognize God and God's benefits to us.
And that's one of the reasons why we're fighting so hard on so many of these issues. We got a lot of phone calls coming in on a variety of topics. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Bill's calling from Texas on line one. Bill, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Bill.
Is there a U.S. statute? I heard AM radio talk about that the ACLU has a U.S. statute that actually subsidizes them to these legal actions against the United States, you know, people. Is there a way of actually repealing that? Is it possible? I don't like my tax dollars actually paying for them to do this. I don't have a problem doing that if they finance it themselves.
Your tax dollars are paying for a number of these things. It's called a 1988 attorney fee award, and the Establishment Clause cases is where they come most, and it's part of the statutory code. It could be repealed. There was an attempt by Senator Sal Brownback last year to remove it. There were hearings on it. We had lawyers testify on those hearings, but they were not approved. And that the threat of the lawsuit, this threat of money, is what backs a lot of these cities down. They get scared because of this. And Jordan, there was a lot of movement in this on Capitol Hill this year, but now in 2007, we're all shaking our head. That's just not going to happen.
Well, when you watch the coronation ceremony of Speaker Pelosi, now Madam Speaker, in the U.S. House, you've got a change in the U.S. Senate. You've got
So much happening in Washington, D.C. Liberal Democrats control the House. I mean, Nancy Pelosi would label herself as a progressive. Harry Reid, who is the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, slightly more moderate, better on the abortion issues than Nancy Pelosi in the House, but still a liberal and still is going to go along with these groups like Planned Parenthood and NARAL and People for the American Way and the ACLU because of their influence. When you combine these groups together, they've got budgets of over $1 billion. Planned Parenthood's budget each year is almost $1 billion. Some years it's been more than $1 billion. So you combine these groups together, and it is a major force in Washington, D.C., and they control a lot of these Democratic senators and congressmen.
So the reality is you're not going to get a big change on this in the legislative process. I mean, that's not very realistic right now. Having said that, and I think you got to realize you got to fight back. And how do you fight back? Is you beat them in court. Don't let them, when they sue the city, defend the city so that they have got a real defense there. We're defending a number of cities around the country from ACLU lawsuits. That's what you have to do. You've got to fight back on these religiously or irreligious, intolerant people. And that's what, if they have an anti-religious bias, they talk about tolerance, they have zero tolerance. And what we've got to do is let it be known that we're not going to just take it lying down when they attack our faith or attack our freedoms. Just don't take it.
That's right. I think it's absolutely important that we stand up for our faith and that we stand up in the courts and we stand up in the legislative halls. And as a long-range goal, we have got to think at some point we have to remove these financial incentives that are subsidizing these ridiculous attacks.
You know, and we talked about this on the broadcast past, and that is you've got the ACLU gets these attorney fee awards and millions of dollars every year. Planned Parenthood gets a direct subsidy. We've talked about this. They get a direct subsidy from our taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood to the tune of about $265 million per $265 million per year. So this government subsidies, direct and indirect, of these organizations is outrageous. But we couldn't get that changed even when you got conservative leadership. So what we've got to do now is make sure we win in court on all this. It's going to come down to the courts and the legislature. You're going to be defensive in your legislative approach. You got to win in the courts. You got to be aggressive. You got to try to use legislative procedures to stop bad legislation. That's really what we're talking about.
No, it is. And when we talk about these issues, folks, I think you've got to understand the change here in Washington, D.C. I've mentioned it.
Dramatic.
You've got to understand what's happened here and why we have to change our approaches a lot on the government affairs side. It doesn't change the court approach, but let me tell you some judicial nominations. Issue.
Huge.
We talked about some on the show already. It's very difficult to get in judicial nominees who are going to have a conservative approach when Patrick Leahy is now the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. The auto inspector will no longer be the chairman. And you've got a big problem there when the majority of the Democrats on that committee supported filibustering nominees if they could get the votes. And when you get in someone who's real conservative, it looks like that's going to lead the way. We have a lot of calls coming. If you want to call us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Call us Monday through Friday, noon Eastern time. Christine is calling from Massachusetts on line 10. Christine, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
I work for the state, and I listen to the gospel channel. And my boss said I can't listen to when other people from the streets come on, like customers come on. I have to turn it off.
Well, they have the right to control what you're listening to if it impacts a customer. But if you're in your private workstation, your faith is not off limits. And listening to a Christian radio station would be absolutely fine. If a customer area, they have a right to control what's the message being delivered to their customers. But when it's your private workspace, you've got a different situation. So you should be okay. But let me tell you, this is a perfect example of why you go to ACLJ.org. Go to the website so that you can get updated information literally instantaneously at ACLJ.org. We've got all this information covered on our website. Jordan, let's go back. We got a lot of calls coming in, folks, at 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to grab another call.
John's calling from Wisconsin on line 2. John, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hey, John, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
My question is, how far do we take, does the ACLU take the separation of church and state?
Very far. You've got to realize what we're looking at. These are groups that don't like the fact that we're talking about in programs past. We've talked about military chaplains having the right to pray according to the dictates of their conscience. These are groups that don't want military chaplains to exist. They don't want legislative chaplains next door. They don't want the Pledge of Allegiance to say, "In God we so help me God," or "Under God." They don't want the oath of office to be given with a reference to "So help me God." I mean, they're very direct, and again, not apologetic. None of these groups are hiding the fact that they have what we would call an anti-theistic or anti-God viewpoint. That's clearly their agenda. This isn't a surprise. You don't have to dig deep to find this, Pat.
Right. They're there. It's ridiculous. You know, they don't want In God We Trust on the coins. They don't want the motto posted up somewhere. They really are driven, and they're driven by a certain madness that's in them. And, you know, it says in the Scripture, only the fool in his heart saith there is no God. Well, these are individuals are rushing in with an animus to God. It is against God, and part of that is that they want to intimidate the American people to not search their hearts and speak their faith and live their faith. And what the consequences of that for a society are destruction, because a society that denies God will in its time fall.
Yeah, and that's what, look, these groups, I just read you that article from the Christian Science Monitor earlier, and they this is what they want. They're attacking the foundation of our American experience, and they're attacking the foundation of our faith. That's the agenda here. This is no great surprise. We're not having, as I said, we don't have to look deep for this. It's right there. It's in black and white.
Let's go back to the phones. Esther is calling from Rhode Island on line 4. Esther, welcome to JSecio Live.
I feel compelled to go on the street and become a witness with a microphone and speaker with a group of people from the church. And I was just wondering what my rights will be.
Well, the right to proclaim the gospel in public places is protected under the Constitution. It's free speech. The question is twofold. One is the area you're doing it what's called a public forum? Is that a place appropriate for free speech? If the answer to that is yes, which the public sidewalks and streets are, then you have the right to be there. Sound amplification, the only ordinance that applies is it overly loud? In other words, noise level. And if you're not violating the noise level ordinance, and you can work with the police to find what that is. They have different states and different counties have different statutes. You should be fine. But the right to share the gospel in public places is absolutely protected. You have summer concert series that go on where churches sponsor festivals in the park. All of that's allowed. It's perfectly protected under the First Amendment's free speech clause. Let's try to grab one more call before the break if we can.
KC's calling from New York on line 3. KC, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, KC, you're on the air.
As a Christian inside, I'm a public school teacher, so I'm already in a very compromised position every day that I have to teach. And, you know, just recently we had some magicians come into our school, and they were just doing things that I would say borderline the occult.
Well, if you got a situation like that, look, number one, if you were students, your parents have the right to object and say, I don't want my kid to go to this particular event. There's no problem there. As a teacher, it's a different scenario. You know, they can't make you violate your conscience. We've had a whole series of cases on that and a variety of issues. So you do have rights there, though. But students, listen, parents, if they object to that kind of event, they have the right to say no. Hey, folks, we're taking a break. When we come back, we'll be taking more of your phone calls. Let me encourage you to go to the website, aclj.org. Updated information posted constantly. You can get an update on what's happening around the country, but also right now, as we've talked about all of these issues already today, we want you to be able to stand up for your faith, stand up for freedom. Join with us in saying no to groups like the ACLU and this Freedom From Religion Foundation. Jordan's going to give you the information you need to join right away.
There's two ways to do so. Call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. We have to stand up as Christians to organizations like this who target and discriminate and want to eradicate Christianity from the United States of America. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It's one of the most important websites on the internet. By logging onto the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, you get the very latest news and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. And you get help. At aclj.org, there's a virtual library of legal resource materials, making it easy for you to get the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms, especially when it comes to school issues. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
I cannot tell you how many hundreds of cases every year, literally hundreds, probably thousands, are resolved without litigation, without lawyers getting involved. When you simply walk in, you take the information down from aclj.org, you walk into your school building and say, wait a minute, here's what the law is, this is what, and these are the guys that litigate the case at the Supreme Court of the United States. It makes a huge impact.
Make the ACLJ website part of your daily internet experience. Log on today at aclj.org, the internet home of the American Center for Law and Justice. aclj.org. The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. We're taking your phone calls from around the country at 800-684-3110. We've got a lot of calls that are coming in, so we're not going to waste any time. Let's go right back to the phones.
If you want to speak to us, 1-800-684-3110. Bob is calling from New Hampshire on line 9. Bob, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
My question is, does the ACLU dip their hands into public funds for their offense, either in some categories of cases?
Well, here's what you've got. I mean, when they have the right to bring lawsuits, we've got the obligation to defend against them. What you're talking about, and we've had a number of calls on this over the last couple of days on radio and even on the broadcast today, what you're talking about is they can, if they win, they get attorney fee awards oftentimes, and they could be significant. It could be in seven figures. I mean, millions of dollars. They get millions of dollars a year in attorney fee awards, and unless the statutes change, they're going to continue to get this. But that's part of their bullying technique, is that a city knows, Pat, that they could be subject to an attorney fee award if they lose. That's why we've got to be prepared to aggressively defend these cities.
Right, but it's not only just the city. I mean, they're go after personally some of the office holders, and so they feel like their homes, their livelihoods, their future, their financial security, their retirement, everything is on the line. And it's a bullying, intimidating tactic that is used. It is a mark of their intolerance for believers, and it is war on God and war on God's people who want to witness that God exists and what is here.
Yeah, and they're not, again, they're not hiding this. This is not something we're having to look for. Jordan goes to the website, you find it right on the top.
Right, and we've got to realize that this is merely the shock troops, because behind the shock troops we have the some of the leaders, the elite, the members of Congress who really don't believe in God, but they don't want to say it because it would cost them votes. But they hide behind these people and they protect them. And what we also need to say is that we have to have energy from our people. We have to have commitment from our people, because if our people are indifferent, we're just going to be rolled over.
Yeah, and we want, and there's a way you can help on this directly, what Pat said, and that is you could join our committee to say no to these groups. And when we say that, what we're saying is you become part of our team. So when we file briefs, or we file demand letters with cities or counties, or defend positions, we're representing your interest too. And there's, we have tens of thousands of members of this committee, but we need many, many more. 877-989-2255. It's joining, absolutely free to join the committee. 877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phone. Sammy's calling from Oregon on line 5. Sammy, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, Sammy, you're on the air.
I'm in a small town here in Oregon, and there is nothing for the kids to do, and they are really badly into the meth problem and things like that. Now there is a man that is trying to open up a topless bar. Now, we already have a porn shop in this town where there's one grocery store.
Well, what they need to do is, there's zoning ordinances that can be put in place to eradicate some of this and to control it into zoning areas. What you've got to do is, we've got to work with the local city zoning authorities so they can adopt the appropriate zone. For instance, if there's a school nearby, if it's near a residential neighborhood, things like this, you can zone these groups away to particular areas, and they should never be in areas where kids congregate. So there's great resources at aclj.org. We can also get you some direct help, so we'll get you some direct help on the situation. But also, a great resource on this is aclj.org. Go to the issues section on the web. It says on the issues. You can pull down information right there. You can take that information, people have, to city councils. But the ACLU, Jordan, you've been researching this, have been very aggressive on the sexual predator issue in favor of the sexual predators.
They've gone so far as to actually represent sexual predators, people that have been convicted of sex crimes. These are rapists, these are child molesters who have been convicted, not charged, convicted. They represented these sex offenders because in Indianapolis, in a suburb outside of Indianapolis, Indiana, a city passed an ordinance that said if you are a registered sex offender, which means you've been convicted of a sex crime, if you are, you cannot go to a public park without some kind of adult supervision with someone who has not been convicted of a sex crime. Well, these sex offenders filed a lawsuit. The ACLU represented these sex offenders. And that, let's not forget, the ACLU has also represented those protesters who protest at the funerals of all of the military men and women who have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. They support that group as well in the courts. They fight for their right to protest at funerals.
Yeah, but of course, when it came to defending pro-lifers' right to free speech, you never heard a word from the ACLU.
That's right, because what we're talking about here are the forces of disorder. The left has a view of man that is, he is nothing but material, pieces of material, and means nothing, and there's no meaning in life. The consequences of that becoming policy will be dismal for all of society, and society can't hold together.
Let's go back to the phones. Cameron is calling from California on line 7. Cameron, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Cameron.
My question is about abortion, and doctors who are performing the abortion. Is there anything we can do to, say, sue doctors for murder?
Well, I think there have been lawsuits that have brought on malpractice claims, and those have stopped. There is a trend here that's developing that's positive, in the sense is that a lot of these abortion clinics are starting to close because people are realizing what's really at stake here. And when you start understanding what's at stake, you then start saying, hey, we're talking about live human beings. But look, these organizations that we've been talking about on the broadcast today, they support abortion during the delivery of a live child. I mean, so they have no scruples on that, and that's the way in which this is approached.
Their religion is actually a religion of human sacrifice, infant sacrifice for convenience, for money, for material gain. We're dealing with something worse than the pagans because they're post-pagan. They are pushing a pagan philosophy. It's destructive. It is horrible. It is evil. It is passing through the fire, the worshiping of God.
I want to play something from the Supreme Court of the United States since we got this question. And this is Paul Clement in his argument. And he talks about this abortion infanticide distinction in this issue here. This is the first soundbite. This was right out of the Supreme Court of the United States. Take a listen to this.
What this bans is a method of abortion. It doesn't preserve any fetus because you just do it inside the womb instead of outside.
Justice Ginsburg, that's right, but I don't think that's to trivialize Congress's interest in maintaining a bright line between abortion and infanticide.
Now, that's out of the Supreme Court of the United States. That's how the case was argued, this abortion infanticide. Of course, we think abortion is infanticide, and that's exactly the point Paul Clement was making. Of course, the partial birth abortion takes it to a whole new realm of just the coarsening of culture. But these are what these groups represent. This is what they try to move forward. We're going to try to get one or two more calls in. Jordan, who's next?
Casey's calling from Arizona on line 6. Casey, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Casey.
Yes, I was wanting to know, since the most of your computers, your laptops and stuff now use cell phone modems now, can't the FCC use that direction to govern the communications on internet pornography by, you know, airwave communications? Isn't that an opening door for them?
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, but let me tell you the reality of what we've got. The Supreme Court is very divided, very conflicted on the whole issue of the internet and pornography. They don't quite get it. And even some of the conservative judges, quite frankly, have, I think, gotten it wrong here. These are tough calls, tough cases, but you should not be siding on the favor of internet pornography. But so far, no matter what the regulation that Congress has put forward, the court seems to strike it down. Justice Breyer, who, by the way, tends to be a liberal justice, wrote a great dissent in a case involving internet pornography aimed at children. He said, Congress drafted a law exactly as we said to do it in another case, in a previous case. They wrote it exactly the way we said to do it, and we struck it down today. What is Congress supposed to do? And that is the question. And I'm not optimistic that we're going to see a lot of internet regulation or pornography issues on the internet developed out of the Congress right now. It doesn't seem to be on the plate.
No, and one of the reasons is because the ACLU is one of the biggest backers of pornography and fights for pornographic rights. That was one of their foundational issues, especially about 10, 15 years ago, and they still fight for issues like that. So you've got a group like the ACLU supporting pornography, supporting the distribution of pornography, at the same time representing sex offenders so they can go to public parks alone, unattended. And who's at public parks? Children, women, walking dogs, people by themselves. These are convicted sex offenders, people who have been convicted of rape, people who have been convicted of child molestation. That's who the ACLU is representing. And at the same time, while they're fighting against our armed forces and saying that we're breaking all these laws and the Bush administration's breaking all these laws, they are fighting for the rights of protesters to protest right outside of these military funerals while they're going on, disrupting these funerals, and the ACLU, of course, on the side of those protesters.
Here's what we want you to do as we close the broadcast out. You go to your phones right now. We want you to join with tens of thousands of other Americans that have said enough is enough. Join our committee to say no to the ACLU, to say no to Planned Parenthood, no to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Simply call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again, 877-989-2255. Saying no to the ACLU, standing up for freedom, or ACLJ.org.